Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and of course you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's up to you. The number 603-283-6160. Or you can just sit there and listen as we talk about stuff that we think is interesting. And I've got a bevy of interesting stories here tonight. We're going to start with the economy, and specifically the difficulties of inflation, which are now at officially record levels for the last 40 years. We'll tell you about that coming up. Plus, of course, I've been continuing to keep an eye on what's happening in Canada with the Freedom Convoy. There was a press conference yesterday that happened. Now, when they do a press conference with the Freedom Convoy, they actually exclude all the old media, like the mainstream media organizations, the newspapers, the TV stations. Nice. Only new media are invited to actually come to, you know, independent journalists and bloggers and things like that.
A good plan. That they don't seem to lie as much.
Exactly. They do put the stream out, though. So they do a live stream of it. So that way the big media can still watch
or report on that.
But they can't sit there and ask questions or anything like that, which is interesting.
Look, they're probably not reporting on it, though. I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
There's been some reporting on it recently, although, you know, they try to make them out as Nazis and what have you. I wonder if that annoys the Nazis, because, like, the Nazis were forcing people to undergo experimental medical procedures long before it was cool.
Right.
And now the government is appropriating their culture. You know,
right.
The government is forcing people, and to add insult to injury, they're calling people who oppose what Nazis do Nazis. And I'll bet that the Nazis are just pissed.
They're mad about this.
They've got to be annoyed about this.
Well, you certainly can't find them down at the protest, because there's all kinds of people of all shapes, sizes, and colors involved in the Freedom Convoy. It is a diverse group of people from all across Canada and elsewhere. Where some people come up from the United States. And, I mean, anyone who's saying that they're white supremacists has obviously not gone down to actually speak to these people,
and
to actually meet them.
That's why I was wondering, has any old media outlet reported on the press conference?
I don't know. I mean, I don't follow all the old media closely, so it's hard to say. I think I did see some of them mention that they were closed out of the press conference. But there's updates, of course, coming out of Canada. And there's just a couple of quick bullet points that I thought were worthy of pointing out. When I was watching this press conference, they talked about the fundraiser a lot. They talked about the GoFundMe and how they reached $10 million in Canadian dollars on the GoFundMe. Then GoFundMe froze the fundraiser and ultimately canceled the fundraiser. What they didn't, or what I didn't learn until I watched this press conference, was, remember, you might have heard that they pulled out like 1.5 million prior to reaching the goal of 10 million. So GoFundMe did make a payout to the organizers prior to their goal. Guess what happened to that 1.5 million?
Huh. Stolen?
TD Bank stole it.
TD Bank put a freeze on their bank account as soon as that money came into the account. So you think, once GoFundMe releases it, it's all yours. No, no, no. They're releasing it to a bank. And then
the bank
has... Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a lot of bad banks. TD's probably just as bad as most of them. But
they've been the worst to me.
Okay, fair enough. Then you've got to jump through the banker's hoops after that. And apparently they had to, like, call their attorney, and the attorney had to call the bank, and they had to set up some sort of a trust or something in order for the bank to be okay with releasing the money to this trust or whatever. There's some sort of crazy banking hoops that had to be jumped through. But
did they jump through the hoops and get it?
Apparently they did finally get it, but not, you know, because it was easy or anything like that. So, yeah, first it's GoFundMe, then it's the banks, and then finally maybe you can get the money that you earned.
But the banks work hand in hand with the Federal Reserve and everything to steal money from people.
Or whatever they're called in Canada. Canadian Bank, Royal Canadian Bank or something like that. I don't know who.
Sure, they steal money too.
Yeah, well, they got their own fiat currency up there. So, I mean, I don't know what the inflation rate is like in Canada, but I bet it's pretty bad too, just like it is here, which is now 7.5%. The other thing that I saw in the last couple of days out of Ottawa, the protests going on there. Did you see the video of the police stealing firewood?
No.
Stealing firewood?
Yeah. So we
that I didn't see. I've seen them stealing fuel.
Right. We knew they were going after gasoline. They were targeting people who were walking around the city with gas cans and shaking them down, arresting people with actual gas, apparently. And then, of course, there were a bunch of people walking around with empty or gas cans full of water just to troll the cops.
Or all with the same hat and things like that so they couldn't be tracked.
Which is pretty entertaining to watch, you know, the videos. They've literally got, like, little kids walking around with these Jerry gas cans in the streets, which is hilarious. Yeah. And but now apparently they're targeting firewood as well. I guess because they just want to freeze these guys out, essentially, just make it so uncomfortable to be there, because, and I don't know where this was, but we know they've got like some sort of outskirts facilities where they've taken to parking lots and they've set up in parking lots. So there's the protests that are going on right across from Parliament. That's sort of the main area, but then there's also other areas that are on the outskirts where a bunch of trucks are there and essentially they're just camped out there. So I don't know if they were targeting something that was sort of internal where it was at the Parliament or if it was elsewhere, because they seem to have been picking off on the outskirts more so than targeting the inner portion of the actual protests, just because there aren't as many people out there.
And my understanding is the police were actually required to return the gasoline or the diesel fuel that they stole. These trucks run on diesel.
Huh.
And they returned it watered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
what will that do to an engine if you put that?
Well, it'll damage the engine. Yeah. You have to get the engine fixed. Luckily, the truckers tested it, apparently.
Well, I wonder if they can, you know, do anything about that, because imagine if the cops stole some money from you, it was determined in court, they had to return the money to you, so they ripped it up and gave it to you. That wouldn't be okay.
Nope, definitely would not be okay.
And, hopefully they'll take further legal action, but, you know, it just indicates how unethical these people are.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, they literally had a whole squad of cops lined up to take this, whoever this guy's firewood was away. So it was like one cop after another just grabbing pieces of firewood, grabbing pieces. It must have been, you know, a dozen cops at least.
No. Bags.
By the way, they are up to $8.4 million U.S. dollars raised by over 93,000 contributors on GiveSendGo.com, which apparently they did talk to the operator, owner of GiveSendGo.com, and he has said he is not going to be intimidated, that he will keep this this protest fundraiser online. So they've got the backing of the person who's actually, you know, runs this website. So it's still going with $8.4 million. And then, of course, there was the Tallycoin fundraiser as well. That was the Bitcoin fundraiser. And that, let's get an update here, 15.9 Bitcoin. So they are 76% of the way to their goal of hitting 21 Bitcoins raised for the truckers there
in
Ottawa.
How much is that in dollars?
I don't know. Bitcoin's, what, $45,000 today right now, so let's say $600,000, $700,000. I'm just round, you know, giving you a round number.
Nice.
So kudos to them for that. We're going to, again, keep you in the loop as this continues to develop. We also, I've got scheduled for Saturday night, we're going to have a special guest on the line with us. I have not yet been able to reach the actual organizers of what's going on in Canada, but I did reach Reed Coverdale, who is a podcaster. He's a libertarian activist. He's a New Hampshire native.
And he's a trucker.
And he's a truck driver. And he's going to come on with us on Saturday night to kind of give us, you know, his perspective on what's going on. I want to also talk about the USA trucker convoy that supposedly starts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told me he hadn't heard much about it, so he's going to do some research and try to figure out, you know, if it's real or what's going on with that.
I've seen footage of one in Alaska.
Yeah, I'd heard the Alaskan truck drivers were doing something.
Are they going over to Canada?
No, I think they're staying within Alaska.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160. We'll talk about the bridge block.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Studio tonight, you got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
And nobody.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it on an exchange over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up there at xmarkets. They actually respect your privacy, which is unusual for a centralized exchange. Over at xmarkets.com, you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. And you can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. You can also buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we continue here, speaking of around the world, we've been talking a lot about Canada recently, and I mentioned the other night that I had a story about how these Freedom Convoy protests are spreading, and we didn't get to that, so I think it's important to cover that, and we'll get into inflation and other things here in moments. But the story coming from the EpicTimes.com, where Jack Phillips is reporting that following the lead of Canadian truckers in Ottawa, a growing number of trucker-inspired protests are gaining momentum worldwide, with groups forming in the Netherlands, Austria, the United States, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. The Ottawa protest, known as Freedom Convoy, aims to do away with the Canadian COVID-19 vaccine mandates that affect truckers working between the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, by the way, Doug Ford is considering getting rid of mandates.
Really?
He's the Ontario premier.
Good to know.
Yeah, and two of the provinces up there have already announced that they will be phasing out their mandate.
Correct. Saskatchewan and Alberta, I believe, are the two that have made those announcements.
But those are the most like rural, right?
As I understand it, they're kind of like the in-between provinces, basically. I think that Saskatchewan's supposed to roll theirs back by the end of this month, so it's not going to be next week, but mm-hmm. it's coming. As you said, they're working on it now. When they're going to, it's not done until it's done, as far as I'm concerned. Until then, it's
right.
Just politicians making promises. So I think hopefully the truckers are going to continue to hang out until it's done.
Yeah, they seem to be.
Yeah. And by the way, it's now been 2 weeks, basically. As of tomorrow, it'll have been 2 weeks that these guys have occupied the streets there in Ottawa, which is pretty, it's a pretty epic protest, and it continues on.
Yeah.
So February 6th, the mayor of Ottawa declared an emergency, a state of emergency, while police
somebody panicked.
Started making arrests and seizing the truckers' fuel. In New Zealand, truckers reportedly launched a convoy from both the North and South Islands. They're slated to converge at the country's capital, Wellington, according to the New Zealand Herald. One of the truckers, who only calls herself Jess, told the Toronto Star she's attempting to organize a trucker protest in New Zealand, which has some of the strictest COVID-19 restrictions in the world, because, quote, her country needed to hear the call to stand up. And I saw footage today, I believe, from, I think it's Canberra in New Zealand, where there's apparently some pretty major anti-lockdown, anti-restriction, COVID-restriction protests going on.
I heard some people got, arrested.
Very violently, they pulled a naked woman out of the crowd with a tremendous amount of violence. And,
she was, like, already naked? Or?
I don't think they pulled the clothes off her as they pulled her out of the crowd. But, she was there protesting the lockdowns and were not very kind to her as they did that. It was pretty awful. She confirmed that after communicating with truckers via social media, the two groups will converge on Wellington in the near future. Brian Brace, the co-organizer of the U.S. protest, told Fox News, referring to vaccine requirements, quote, I think you're starting to see what will become a global movement to end these mandates. It's a violation of your human rights to be mandated to take this vaccine. If you want it, go get it. But being mandated to get it, we're standing up against that. We think it's wrong. And again, that's the U.S. Freedom Convoy, which is expected to start perhaps on Saturday.
And where was the guy that quote came from?
His name is Brian Brace. I'm not sure from where he was located during the interview with Fox News, but last week, organizers of a U.S. Freedom Convoy criticized Facebook after the social media platform removed a page organizing protests against the mandates. I get that Facebook is convenient. I understand that a lot of people spend a lot of time there, but please stop organizing things on Facebook, because they can literally just pull the rug right out from under you, and whatever amount of work and time you've put into cultivating whatever Facebook page or group you're talking about can just be disappeared. Mm-hmm. And all of your work is gone. All of the connections that you had are gone. And that's frustrating.
Promoting on Facebook makes sense. Actually, putting what you're promoting on Facebook makes no sense.
Yeah, just tell anyone, if you're interested in this, DM me, then DM them all your Telegram group.
Yeah, right. Or put up a URL to wherever you're organizing it.
Yeah, well, like you said, I mean, Telegram's a good one because there's no evidence that Telegram has ever interfered with anything except for terrorism groups on Telegram. I've mm-hmm. never heard of any other kinds of groups being
taken
down.
And they don't call everything terrorism like the mainstream media does.
No, they actually are going after, like, ISIS groups and things like that. But that's the only thing you've ever heard about with Telegram. In fact, some of these trucker protests did get started on Telegram chat, from what I understand.
Hmm.
So that's one thing to do. And as you point out here, Nobody, if you are organizing somewhere else, you just take that link and drop that in on Facebook and say, hey, if you want to help us with trucker, you know, Freedom Convoy USA, here's where you go.
They might just take that post down, though.
Well, they might, but that's fine, because at least somebody saw it before that happened, unless they've taken the URL and, like, completely banned the use of that URL across their site, which eventually they could do.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can just get, like, a forwarding URL or something. There's ways around that, but don't make your home base something that they control, and Facebook is them.
Absolutely.
Truckers in the United Kingdom. Oh, sorry. The truckers told Fox News they're planning to drive from California to D.C. And I've seen both that plan and a plan to go to New York City, so we'll see how it ends up shaking out. Truckers in the U.K. are planning to demonstrate against mandates in a Glasgow, Scotland suburb and will drive to Edinburgh, the capital, before heading to London. Organizers told the Scottish Daily Express newspaper, Freedom Convoys will also depart in the English cities of Manchester, Exeter, Bristol, and Bournemouth, as well as cities in and around Ireland. In the Netherlands, according to the NL Times, dozens of trucks and other vehicles gathered in Leeuwarden to protest COVID-19-related mandates and restrictions on January 30th. A video posted by the, quote, Freedom Convoy Netherlands, unquote, showed the group. And elsewhere in Europe, let's see. Aaron Lemmer, a business owner and organizer in Austria, told the outlet, I remember Austria is the place where they are mandating the vaccine by law. And if you don't have it, I think it was sometime this month, you will be facing a jail sentence in Austria if you don't get the vaccine.
I just Googled something because I keep being confused about why there would be a trucker protest or any protest against the mandates in England, because I thought that they got rid of them. But what I'm seeing is that they expire March 24th in England, so he didn't make it effective immediately.
Okay, and these guys are saying, well, we want it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
The number 603-283-6160. Phones are open here if you want to join the show. Your thoughts on the freedom protests.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Car prices are the big reason for the inflation spike gripping the United States, so says Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
A third of the inflation in January was caused by the increasing used car prices. which are up 40% since last January.
Raimondo explaining the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage is a big reason why. She says the Biden administration is focused on Congress passing a bill to address a chip shortage. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden wants to see lower prescription drug prices.
Lowering the cost of prescription drugs is important, and giving families like yours just a little bit more breathing room makes a gigantic difference.
Speaking in Central Virginia, Biden arguing Americans pay the highest prices for prescription drugs in the developed world.
It's simply wrong, especially since it doesn't cost a drug company nearly as much to make the drug.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. We're talking about some of the latest out of not just Ottawa, but the rest of the planet, where freedom convoys are striking up or have already started in other places. The story from the Epoch Times, which we're pretty much through, but just name some of the locations around the world where other truckers are coming together to drive towards state and national capitals. So it's not just Canada. It's apparently Austria. It's the UK. It's the Netherlands. Australia. And New Zealand. Apparently, I got it wrong, and kudos to one of our chatters, I believe, on Twitch. Gen User points out Canberra is in Australia. So apologies. The police violence that we were referring to earlier against a naked woman who was protesting was in Australia.
Not
apparently.
That they haven't all been violent against their citizens in the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. New Zealand is one of the worst places. They've definitely been particularly nasty to their people there. There's no doubt about it.
No.
So that's all going on. And again, we're going to keep you in the loop as more of this U.S. protest develops. It's supposed to kick off as soon as Saturday, starting in California, and then they're expecting to drive across the country for 6 days and then finish up in either D.C. or New York City. We'll have Reed Coverdale on Saturday night's show. I confirmed that with him tonight. He's a freedom-loving trucker who's a New Hampshire native, who, by the way, is moving back to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Nice.
Apparently. So I definitely want to talk to him about that because he wasn't, you know, from New Hampshire. He left New Hampshire to move to Utah, apparently. So he's been living out there in, I think, like Tooele or Salt Lake or something.
Yeah, lots of people think that Utah is like a free state. And after living there for 5 years, I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's not a free state. I was like, I'm going to Texas where I can live free.
And I never thought Utah was a free state.
Yeah, or Texas.
No.
People get that impression about Texas, and it's like, no, they've got a lot of...
I mean, they definitely have the right-wing authoritarianism stuff going for them, but I wasn't expecting the left to just say, okay, there's a virus, everyone wear a mask, and then everybody shut down their businesses and churches.
And that happened in Utah?
No, in Texas.
Oh, in Texas.
I would have never expected Texans to be like, yes, sir, government will not go to church for 2 years or whatever.
Well, according to freedominthe50states.org, which is the Cato Institute, they do an annual study of various freedoms, both economic and personal freedoms. And Utah is actually number 20 in the list, so pretty mid-pack. And Texas is number 21, so they're basically, you know, pretty much the same as far as that goes. But when you pull up the personal freedoms list, Texas goes all the way down to number 49 on the personal freedoms, while Utah, surprisingly, at number 28, so stays mid-pack. So Utah has more personal freedoms than Texas.
For some reason, I used to think, like, I never Googled it or anything. I just believed that Texas had the freest gun laws until I moved to New Hampshire and people like Matt Roach told me that's not true. I was like, oh yeah.
You have to get, like, a permit or something in Texas, I think. Or did they finally get constitutional carry?
They finally got constitutional carry, like, after I even moved. It was, like, 2021
last year
or something. Yeah.
But I bet you can't walk into the state house with a gun.
I bet you can't, and it's in Austin.
Because I know last I heard they were actually searching people who go into the state house in Texas, whereas here in New Hampshire you can just waltz right in. Nobody says anything to you. They don't search you. They don't know.
Yeah, one of the weirdest things that I experiences that I had when I first moved to New Hampshire, I was going into the state house, into the upper area, and they said I had a sign. And they wouldn't let me bring my sign in. They said, that could be used as a weapon. I said, you do realize I've got a .357 on my hip. What makes you think I'm going to use the sign as a weapon?
Wow. That's so silly.
Yeah.
And during the secession bill hearing, they weren't letting people bring in signs because they could be used as a weapon, but they could bring in flags with flagpoles.
Yeah. And there was a guy with a MAC-10.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of guys with guns.
There's a lot of guys with guns. Anytime you're in New Hampshire, if you're in a room with other people, there's a good chance you're in the room with multiple other guns.
Yeah, I told
But
Ian,
they're scared to death of signs.
Might change someone's mind.
Well, that's because information is actually dangerous, right?
Yeah,
to the state.
I was telling Ian that every time I go to a big meeting of any kind, like a concert or anything like that, I get the idea in my brain like the day before, like, oh, what if there's a mass shooting there?
And good luck.
Yeah, but we went to, what was it? Oh, the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called.
The convention.
And I thought that on the way there. And then while we were sitting there, at the convention, I was looking around me. I was like, wow, there's like 5 people just right next to me that have guns, so I think we're safe.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to join the show, you can. Let's go to Bad Slave. Speaking of New Hampshire, that's where he's calling from. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, what's up?
Just listened to one of the doctors, not Moreau, the one that starts with P. Anyway, the ones that were interviewing with Rogan. And,
are you talking about Malone? Robert Malone?
Malone. The one started with P.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't watch his show, so I don't know. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I just listened to a chunk of it, and it was just terrible to the kids that ended up getting these vaccinations. And
you're talking about like side effects. Hold on,
COVID
when you say
vaccines?
When you talking about side effects of COVID vaccines for kids?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. they're up to about 40,000 dead.
Wow.
And you know, the injured.
You're talking about overall, just to clarify, 40,000, you're talking about of all age ranges?
No, this is, I can't remember the cutoff, but it was
okay.
It was the younger people, the,
wow.
You know, the athletes and
and this is according
about,
to VAERS, the vaccine reporting system?
No.
Where are you getting that number?
This was better data. This was better data. And
from this doctor on Joe Rogan.
Okay.
There was, you know, a doctor, you know, like Robert Malone, that is of similar, you know, pedigree. And the fact is that many of these athletes, and they're particularly vulnerable because they get this inflammation in their hearts, the
myocarditis.
Cardiitis, right.
Yeah.
hey, by the way, welcome back on the air. Nobody, thank you.
Thanks.
For getting back. I'd love to hear the dialogue that came about in that whole discussion of your loosening up on the...
They didn't want to have a discussion.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting aspect of it. Do you want to tell what level of the story you know, Nobody, as far as how this happened?
Yeah, there was supposed to be a hearing, and at the last minute, the prosecutors said basically that they didn't want to make their argument, and they offered to settle.
Yeah, they basically agreed to the proposal, which was to allow you back on the show. And we're still not clear on how that affects whether or not you can be on other radio shows or other television broadcasts or perhaps post to a blog or whatever. Regardless, you're back on the air. Thanks, Pat Slate, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. And apparently we're allowed to talk outside of the studio, too, which is nice as well. So
that's yay.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, we might be going to the Liberty Forum coming up in the next few weeks. So if you're going to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is, I'm told, is a sold-out event this year, we will look forward to seeing you there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Whatever you want. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So we were just talking at the beginning of the show that according to a press conference the truckers were having, the supposed organizers of the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, according to a press conference they had yesterday, which I was watching as it was streaming live, they said that when they tried to withdraw funds from the GoFundMe early on, so before GoFundMe reached the $10 million goal, they withdrew like $1 or $1.5 million early on, and they were allowed to withdraw that. But then when it got into TD Bank... their bank, by the way, TD is actually a Canadian bank. It stands for Toronto Dominion. So they're based in Canada. When it got to TD Bank, TD Bank froze their funding. And then they had to jump through all kinds of hoops, whatever the hell the hoops the bankers put up. Well, I just noticed this breaking news out of Toronto, according to the government's own quote-unquote news, CBC, the CBC.ca. Guess what's happened now? Because remember, they started raising money on GiveSendGo, which, as I understand it, is an American fundraising platform, because they're raising in dollars on this platform instead of Canadian dollars, which is what they were doing on GoFundMe. Guess what's happening? Ontario court freezes access to funds raised on the GiveSendGo platform.
Wow.
A Superior Court of Justice has granted a request from the Ontario government...
Don't they mean just us?
Yes. from the Ontario government to freeze access to millions of dollars donated through online fundraising platform GiveSendGo to the Truckers Convoy protesting COVID-19 restrictions in Ottawa and at several border crossings. A statement from Premier Doug Ford's office on Thursday. Remember Doug Ford? He's the brother of the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto?
Yes.
Wow.
On Tuesday or Thursday, said Attorney General Doug Downey brought the application for the order under Section 490.8 of the Criminal Code to prohibit anyone from distributing donations made through the websites Freedom Convoy 2022 and Adopt a Trucker campaign pages. So apparently, I don't know if this order is against the actual like truckers themselves or if it's against GiveSendGo, but they are frozen somehow. Ivana...
Which is weird, because I Googled it, and I found out they're a Boston-based business.
Yeah, I figured they were based in the United States. But they could very easily put the crackdown on any Canadian bank that would be receiving a wire transfer, for instance, from GiveSendGo. Ivana Yelich, spokesperson for the Premier, said the order, quote, binds any and all parties with possession or control over these donations. Unquote. Convoy organizers quickly set up the campaign on Christian fundraising site GiveSendGo after donors initially raised more than $10 million through GoFundMe. And then they go and they tell you about what happened with GoFundMe.
GoFraudMe.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we need to know here? And as on Thursday, representatives on the Ontario government declined a third invitation to participate in trilateral talks to deal with ongoing vaccine or anti-vaccine mandate protests, according to CBC News. So, weird. I wonder why they... Did they decline an invitation from the truckers? It's not clear who the trilateral talks are involving.
This is in 2021. I mean, it's related, I think. In 2021, PayPal cut ties with GiveSendGo when they were raising money for the January 6th people who were put in jail.
Interesting.
So they can't even work with PayPal.
Well, what I had suspected about GiveSendGo was that even if the GiveSendGo company is in favor of this particular fundraiser, and according to what I've read, the CEO of it is absolutely in favor of it, of keeping it on his website, that doesn't mean that their banking partners won't cut them off. That doesn't mean that whoever it is that's doing these credit card charges for them isn't going to put the hammer down on them. Now, that's not what has happened so far, but essentially the government goons in Canada are saying, if you touch this money, it sounds like the injunction is against the truckers themselves. So the organizers, the people who are behind the fundraiser, not GiveSendGo, but the people who created the fundraiser, saying, if you send any of this money into your Canadian bank accounts, or if you touch this money in any way, you'll be in violation of a court order, which would be a contempt of court, criminal contempt of court, and you could be thrown. I mean, I presume that exists in Canada. You could be thrown in prison for that.
It said it binds them, which is just another term the government uses that reminds me of religion. Because,
yeah, it's magical sounding.
It sounds magical because what are they called? People who cast demons out?
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
Exorcists.
They use that word. They say, I bind you, demon, and send you to hell.
Mm-hmm. Except the demons in this case are actually the government people, not the truckers. So that's the latest. So they got 8.5 or 8.4 million U.S. dollars sitting in this GiveSendGo fundraiser, which is probably close to 10 million Canadian, sitting in this fundraiser. And now, according to the government goons, they can't even touch it.
Wow.
Which means that Bitcoin,
lucky they've got the crypto.
Yeah, Bitcoin is the answer here, folks. They actually had a really long segment of their press conference yesterday. They brought in a Bitcoin, like a guy with a Bitcoin T-shirt on, and he went and he explained, you know, how Bitcoin, allows you to raise money without having to ask anyone's permission, and that there's no one that stands in the way of it. Of course, there is the one problem of turning the Bitcoin into cash, because unfortunately at this time you usually can't go to most businesses and spend Bitcoin. So even though they cannot be stopped raising the Bitcoin, they cannot be stopped from distributing the Bitcoin, but getting that Bitcoin over that hump of conversion into fiat money, The government gangs are making that harder and harder than ever by cracking down on exchanges all around the United States, and I presume Canada as well. So
while it's still possible and legal, like the government hasn't tried to crack down that hard, I think that I would suggest to our listeners, anytime you frequent a store or a gas station or anything like that, just ask the person in there, as long as they're like an owner or a manager or something, do you guys accept crypto? Oh, I'd love to spend crypto here.
I won't discriminate. I ask anybody that question. Yeah. I don't care if they're just the regular cashier, because there's a chance that the manager is going to be an earshot, or there's a chance that they'll see him later on, and
they
might just say.
Or they'll ask the manager, like, hey, somebody asked this.
Yeah, or later on, after they get off work, they might talk to the manager then and say, hey, you know, somebody asked me about Bitcoin today, or whatever. You never know.
If you're like the second person that's come up and asked, the manager might be like, this is interesting.
Here's the other thing about this Bitcoin fundraiser and why it is, in my opinion, still the better idea. Even though there's a challenge of getting the Bitcoin turned into Canadian dollars or U.S. dollars or whatever it is you're going to turn into, it's still going to be harder for them to detect that. Because if each trucker, so let's say there's, 100 truckers that are going to receive this 16 Bitcoin that they have raised so far. Let's say there's 100 truckers, so then they're getting all getting a fraction of a Bitcoin, which is less than, let's say, probably right now Bitcoin is $45,000 per coin, so they're going to get less than that, and then they can hook up their bank account to whatever Bitcoin exchange or whatever methods. I don't know what are the ones that operate in Canada, but surely there are a few different options. And it won't all be coming through one portal. There's not one guy who's saying, all right, I got to cash out 16 whole Bitcoins. No, it's going to be 100 guys that are going to try to cash out a fraction of a Bitcoin each. And so there may be some level of scrutiny on them, but it won't be the level it would be if one guy says, okay, I need $500,000, Canadian dollars today. That's going to set off some red flags at the exchange. They're going to say, okay, who is this guy? All right, we need to know more. Know your customer information. Where'd you get the funds? Oh, you're a trucker, are you? Oh, okay, you're one of these. Oh, okay, well, we heard about you, and we're going to have to check with our government friends first to see if we can give you this money. So the fact that there's going to be 100 people, or maybe more, that are going to be divvying these Bitcoins up means it's just going to be that much harder for the system to detect that activity. And so this is still the best way for these people to raise funds. If you haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoin yet, get over to Bitcoin.com. That's where you can click Get Started at the top of the page, whether you're a truck driver or you're just a supporter and you want to learn about how to contribute to this fundraiser. Again, I'm going to link to it again. We linked it a couple of days ago on our social media platform, but I'll link it again here so that we can find out how to give to this. But if you want to learn about how Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and other cryptocurrencies work, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and dig into some of the introductory materials
and
here.
I was about to say, that way you can trust that your money goes where you want it to go, but really, it's even better than that because it's trustless. You can verify that it goes where you want it to go.
Absolutely. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Hour two is next. It's free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.